Welcome to another episode of I'm Chris the Don One Podcast, episode 112. How you living? I'm living swell. Happy New Year Day. What's up, people out there? What's up? Happy New Year Day. I hope everyone out there, you know, made or thought about making a New Year's resolution, something that you're going to be working on for this new year of 2022. I also like to throw out in the atmosphere that it's 2022. We started this, I started this podcast 3 years ago. It started off as a dream. And I said to myself, if I can do one episode a week, which is 52 episodes in a year, if I can just simply get do one a week, I think we'll be all right, okay? And 3 years later, a name change, a possible co-host, the ups, a whole lot of downs, and I'm back, baby. Back stronger than ever. I like to say we, because when I started this, I wasn't starting it on fulfilling my ego. I felt like I had a lot of stuff I had to say, and I felt like there was an audience out there that would like to hear it. And you guys been wanting to hear it for the past couple of years. And like I said, you guys been down with me through the good and the bad. And I really do appreciate that. So from the bottom of my heart, I like to thank you guys. And I like to think of this podcast as a collaboration of all of you guys out there. All right? So it's not my podcast. I always say that. It's not my podcast. It's all of you guys' podcast. But nevertheless, I'm the best. I'm in the place to be on the MIC. And let's start the first episode of 2022. You know, everyone's doing a year in review. I felt like I don't need to do that, because why go back what we done talked about or what have we done when the proof is in the pudding? If, you know, someone's new, or if you've been down with me since day one, you may have missed a couple of episodes. The episodes are still there. All you have to do is just select one and pick it. All right? So, to me, I felt like a year in review is just like a waste of space, in my opinion. And I really wanted to talk about something I saw on the No Jumper podcast. YouTube channel. Adam22 has a lot of segments on his YouTube channel, and one of them is the Shark Tank, and I forgot the young gentleman's name that's the host of that show. He done had a couple of guests that it went left real fast, real quick. I believe Blue Jasmine was on there one episode, and that kind of escalated real fast, real quick. That totally went left. Then he had another guy for calling himself Church. He's some new age pimp, and that episode sort of went left. I will say this is the best episode so far from the Shark Tank. I mean, they're all good, but I was really deep into what these two individuals were talking about. And like I said, I forgot the guy's name who's the host of the Shark Tank. I apologize. I believe his name is Shark. I'm not 100% sure. But he had a guest on called Mr. Organic. And for those out there who've been living under a rock, allow your boy to explain. Mr. Organic is like a YouTube influencer. He does vlogs. He does car vlogs. He films what he does on a day in, day out basis. He's an entrepreneur. He does fashion. He's dibbling and dabbling into podcasting, as well as he said something about a movie or a show that he's going to be featured in. So be on the lookout for that. He also does books. He's into cryptocurrency. I mean, the man is all over. And you ever heard that old saying that your parents will tell you, or your grandparents will tell you this? You're a jack of all trades, but a master of none. And how that could be a bad thing. But in reality, this guy's hands is in just about, is in everything. And I've been watching his channel on and off. I think when it's all said and done, I think the content is legit. I think the content is legit from an entertainment standpoint. I don't think you can pull any segment of any of his videos and say, well, that's the blueprint of how I should do X, Y, and Z. You know, I think people missed the boat to what Mr. Organic's doing. He's basically inspiring people that, I mean, you can be whatever you want to be. That I feel like that's the essence of his videos, like of his content. I think when you look at his content, you come back after watching it, you come back thinking to yourself that if he can do that, I can do that. Okay. Now, everything that he touches don't necessarily turn into gold overnight or just instantly. But if you look at the hard work he put in to a lot of things that he's investing in, one could leave watching his content thinking that, oh, I can do that as well. You know, there's no, you know, and that's what I get from him. I get more entertainment because he's an influencer on YouTube. And at the end of the day, I think people take social media influencers and YouTube influencers, I feel like a lot of people take them way too serious and sort of try to rake them through the coals, saying that they're lying about this, they're lying about that. But you can take an influencer from social media or an influencer on YouTube or whatever, and you can enjoy their content, and you can come back and after watching that content, you can say to yourself that I can strive to do that as well. I feel like he's selling more of a lifestyle brand of himself. And I feel like a lot of people, good, bad, or indifferent, particularly the people that critique him, I feel like people take him way too serious. At the end of the day, like I said earlier, this is just entertainment, okay? I don't think he's on the same level as a Jeff Bezos. He's the owner of Amazon. I don't think he's on the same level as an Elon Musk, okay? But I feel like he's on the same level that an average Fortune 500 personality is. He said something very interesting on No Jumper, and he basically said that if he was Caucasian, we can just go ahead. If he was more like Logan Paul, it would he would be more acceptable, not only on YouTube, because YouTube will figure out a way how to market him to their viewers. And the majority of a lot of YouTube viewers are young. And that's what made Logan Paul very famous and very rich and very wealthy. Okay. And made him a known figure on social media. And basically, Mr. Organic said that, you know, if he was like Logan Paul, well, YouTube would have no problem marketing him. Here's where I sort of push against Mr. Organic. And I have heard this theory from a lot of people that do content for YouTube. You know, I'm an African-American, and the struggle is real being a content provider for YouTube or just social media in general. Because the audience that watches your content, you have to understand the majority of them are white kids. And white kids are more familiar with white content providers. I really think at the end of the day, it sounds kind of harsh and it sounds like it's unbelievable. But at the same time, the people who spend a lot of time, the fans that spend a lot of time on YouTube, they generally spend a lot of time on content providers that look like them. Okay? Just like basketball. When Michael Jordan was at his apex, everybody wanted to be Mike. When you look at Michael Jordan, he was the same. He was cut out and carved the same way like a Dominique Wilkins. Okay? Or Magic Johnson. You know, but people always white, black, or indifferent wanted to be like Mike. Now, I felt like the NBA has done a great job as far as marketing their players, all right? Because the majority of people that go to NBA games, the majority of people who watch the NBA are white, all right? And I felt like that imprint that imprint was Michael Jordan. Then it passed to LeBron James. I mean, Kobe Bryant. Then it passed to LeBron James. Here's where I felt like it was taken away from LeBron James and Steph Curry. Steph Curry had so many things that was going for him. One, he was marketable. Two, he wasn't athletic. He wasn't tall and athletic. He was very short, and he can shoot the three. And the one thing about shooting is if you got a good touch, anybody can shoot a three or shoot a jumper. It is very difficult. It's not, you have to have athletic ability to dunk a basketball, okay? To dance in the air or to walk in the air. All right. When it comes to shooting, and not only that, the white NBA fans could identify with a Steph Curry quicker than they can with a LeBron James. And I feel like that's, in theory, what Mr. Organic is saying. It's hard for him to get the same type of views as Logan Paul, get more fame as Logan Paul, be more successful as Logan Paul, when social media and YouTube markets, they know how to market a Logan Paul, because the majority of that audience is cut from the same filter or cut from the same cloth as a Logan Paul, right? So somebody like Mr. Organic, they can't identify to. And I feel like we as African Americans, particularly on YouTube, it's hard. We have to work twice as hard to get just to get views, okay, or just to get a watch time. Where if you look at influencers such as Logan Paul or anybody else, it's literally that easy. All right, and I feel like it has more to do with identifying. I feel like the average YouTube viewer identifies more to Logan Paul than to Mr. Organic. And that's basically the essence, the nuts and bolts of what Mr. Organic was talking about. He wasn't based. Now, people took it as he was talking about, well, it's a racial factor. He's black, they're white, and they just don't support African Americans, male or female. When it's further from the truth, I feel like YouTube does support them, but YouTube and its algorithm, it goes where the influence is, all right? And we as African Americans have been dealing with this for years, okay? And I always say this to my fellow African Americans, particularly ones who make content for YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. I always tell them, we're talented enough to make the content, but we don't have the tools in place to create our own apps and make them very successful, such as a YouTube or an Instagram or a Snapchat, you know, or a Facebook. Okay, we don't have a Mark, what is his name? Mark Zuckerberg, Mark Ruck, whatever his name is. We just don't have that at our disposal. We are talented, okay? We don't own Hollywood, but if you look at a lot of Hollywood projects and films and television shows, it's created by African Americans. We know what funny is. We know how to write scripts. We know how to act, okay? Not to say that any other nationality doesn't, but if you start listing off the top 10 actors in Hollywood, the majority of that list is going to be African American. So, if you look at, it's not a racial factor, but I feel like it's more of an identification factor. I think Hollywood struggled with it in the 90s. And now since the addition of Hulu, Netflix, you know, all of these streaming services, Disney Plus, now there are arenas that other nationalities can flourish in. They don't have to necessarily go the movie route. They don't necessarily have to go to the traditional route of television or cable. There are so many streaming services out there that if you are a good actor and you're a different nationality, you're not Caucasian, there are other avenues to explore to be successful and to be popular. But that's not necessarily the case when you talk about social media. It's really only three places where you could be hugely successful and make a lot of money doing it, okay? YouTube is one of them. TikTok's another one. I feel like those are the biggest ones. And then you still got Twitch, you still got Facebook, but we don't have something of our own. And that's what I took from that conversation. All right. Another thing I took away from the conversation is yesterday's price isn't today's price. I feel like a lot of people don't know their net worth. You know, people base their net worth off of someone else's opinion. All right. Case in point. If you're a content provider and you have a few people that come and notice your videos, but they're always telling you, you should give it up, you should quit, you should do this, you should do that. And if you believe it and you give up, then you're putting the power into their hands, okay? There's a reason why they come each and every day to tell you you ain't nothing, okay? You ain't nothing, but you got 50 people always coming to your channel, always coming to your videos, always coming to your live streams, always coming to your handles, saying this, that, and the third about you. If you truly didn't have any value, then why would they take their time each and every day to tell you that you're this, you're that? I feel like any type of publicity or any type of interaction, good, bad, or indifferent, that improves your value. Okay, it's not the fact that no one watches you. There is an audience out there that watches you. Is it an audience that equals to Logan Paul? No. To Mr. Organic? No. But it's your audience, and you should build on top of your audience. I feel like a lot of people don't know their value, and a lot of people don't understand that they do have an audience out there, and they need to appreciate the audience that they have. Okay, so I feel like people in the world, you should know how valuable and how appreciative you are. Okay, so that's what I took from that interview. You should appreciate, you should know your value. You should know where you stand. And you shouldn't really go by what people are telling you, because if people got so much energy, people waste so much energy telling you you're this, you're that, telling you you can't do this, you can't do that, and they come each and every day to tell you that. Well, if they got energy each and every day to tell you that, then there are other people out there that's got the energy that thinks that you are the ish. So you should focus more and understand the fact that, whoa, you got a niche audience base. As of right now, you have a few people that don't like you. But if you build on top of that, those few people that don't like you, it starts turning into people that actually check out your channel and wonder why you're getting so many views or so many comments. Okay, so all I can tell you people, all I can tell you is, do not give up too fast. Understand your value. Understand you do have a value. Okay? Because what your value is to yesterday, it's not going to be today. So just you know, don't be discouraged or don't give up. You should just keep on keeping on. So that's all I got for today's episode. I went short and straight to the point. I hope everyone out there have a lovely New Year's Day. And stay true to your New Year's resolutions. Remember, it takes 8 weeks to make something normal. All right. So if you're talking about going back into the gym, try to go back into the gym for 8 straight weeks. If you go to the gym eight straight weeks, you're going to be going to the gym constantly. It becomes a normal thing to you. If you want to lose a couple of pounds and diet, try to do it 8 straight weeks. And after the 8 straight weeks, it becomes normal to you. If you want to give up smoking or alcohol, like I said, 8 straight weeks. 8 straight weeks. If you do it for 8 straight weeks, it's considered normal to your system, to your body, to yourself, mentally, and then you'll be doing it like you'll be doing it. You don't even realize that you're doing it. So, whatever your New Year's resolution is, just try to do it for 8 straight weeks. I promise you, after those 8 straight weeks, it will become normal to you. So, I'm up out of here. I will see you guys next week. It's your boy. I'm up out of here. Deuces.